每年嘅阵亡将士纪念日，遇战嘅声音就会再次回响喺美国首都华盛顿。滚雷行动自1987年开始，数以万计嘅人会喺呢一个周末开住摩托车，从美国各地聚集到首都华盛顿嘅越战纪念场。滚雷活动组织者之一林克话：呢一度凝聚咗嗰一场战争引发嘅各种情感。佢话
：Some of the people coming will be going to the Vietnam Wall for the first time. People who
滚雷行动组织者之一林克话：有一啲摩托骑手系第一次参观越战纪念场，佢哋朋友嘅名，嗰一啲曾经为呢一个国家服务嘅人嘅名就刻喺嗰一块墙嘅上边。美国开始喺越南嘅军事行动至今已经50年啦。越战退伍军人目睹咗民众对嗰一场战争嘅态度嘅巨大变化。58,000多名嘅美国人死于越战，而从战场生存住翻嚟嘅人面对嘅系不满甚至系敌意。参加今年滚雷行动嘅斯科特仲记得嗰啲嘅日子，佢话
：People were cussing at me, yelling at me, you Vietnam person, you baby killer, the whole nine yards. So
越战退伍军人斯科特话：大众闹佢，冲住佢嚟闹。你哋居然去越南杀害婴儿，整整嘅9年，所以斯科特立即就脱下咗军装，骑住摩托车赶住翻屋企啦。呢一种冷遇使马丁至今难以忘怀。
I could tell that there was a very large segment of our population who had felt that what we had done was wrong。
另一位越战退伍军人马丁话：佢能够感觉到美国都有好大嘅一部分嘅人认为佢哋做嘅事情系错误嘅。马丁因为在一次伏击中的英勇表现而荣获一枚银星勋章和一枚紫心勋章。他继续说
We literally were pinned down. We couldn't move. And I saw three soldiers coming down, obviously looking for us. And I was able to
马丁说 当时的火力压使他们抬不起头。马丁看到三名士兵走下来，显然是在找他们。他挡住了这三个人，使他们不要下来。但是这个并没有改变他回国之后所面临的愤怒情绪。他继续说
Watching a car literally drive over three lanes to come towards me to splash water on me.
马丁说有一个人开着车越过三条车道，就是为了向他身上泼水。马丁说后来大众对越战退伍军人的态度改变了。
In some ways these cult heroes,That we weren't before.
他们又好像成为大众崇拜的英雄了。时间的流逝和新一代退伍军人促成了这种改变。
We've been through a couple other wars that it seems that the soldiers are more accepted.
滚雷活动组织者之一林克说他们又经历了另外的两场战争，军人好像更加被民众所接受，他们得到的支持也比越战的时期更多。美国之音记者吉普森华盛顿报道。